This beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
8 minutes after 7 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. We move along now to our next feature. Now, yesterday, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, NERSA, facilitated a mediation meeting between the City of Cape Town and Stop COCT over issues related to the city's electricity tariffs and, of course, the surcharges. Now, the organization Stop COCT, if you would recall, submitted the complaints to NERSA a few weeks ago, and you know, this particular these particular complaints included matters that were related to the tariff setting, building or billing practices, and the link electricity tariffs play to the property values, but also in terms of those surcharges. But joining us online to fill us in and tell us a bit more this morning is the founder of Stop COCT, and that's Sandra Dixon. Sandra, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So before we head on to yesterday's mediation meeting that took place, we understand that a meeting had taken place separately between NERSA and Stop COCT, as well as NERSA and the City of Cape Town earlier on this week.
Yes. As part of any mediation process, there's normally a reconciliation effort by and a fact-finding session by which NERSA interviews or has a meeting with the two parties. We had our meeting in the morning on Monday, and the meeting lasted over 3 hours, during which the seven attendees of Stop COCT raised more than 10 issues that NERSA had. And NERSA repeatedly reflected or echoed that it wasn't just Stop COCT that sent them complaints. Mm. They basically received a huge amount, in their words, of complaints from people all over Cape Town.
So in terms of the meeting that was held with the City of Cape Town then separately, do we understand what was discussed in that meeting?
The meeting of yesterday or still the one on Monday?
No, still the one on Monday.
You're right. The one on Monday, we extensively spoke about the surcharges and the levy. We spoke about the link between property values, the recent property increases, and the fact that it seriously affected a large number of people's electricity tariffs as a result, because the electricity tariffs are linked to property values. We raised numerous billing issues, specifically the issue around the city deducting arrears of prepaid accounts. Mm-hmm. Then there were budget issues.
Yes.
There were more issues around billing. As I say, there were more than 10 complaints discussed by our members with NERSA.
Okay. So, of course, then we fast forward to yesterday, where the mediation had taken place between Stop COCT as well as the City of Cape Town. NERSA was there in between. Who else was at the mediation?
Right. It was the Stop COCT, 15 people arrived to attend the meeting, but when the meeting started, we were abruptly told that only 4 people could attend. So we then randomly selected 4 people, and the rest of the people that some traveled from Atlantis were just sent away by NERSA. And the city was represented by one person, Mr. Les Recontray, the Director of Electricity, and then 4 members, senior members of NERSA, of which one of them chaired the meeting.
So in terms of NERSA's mandate, perhaps, you know, some explanation with regards to that before we get into the actual mediation meeting yesterday.
Right, NERSA's mandate is the setting of tariffs. But what transpired during the meeting is that there is a certain portion of tariffs which NERSA does not have a mandate over. Mm. They just washed their hands off it, and it basically boils down to that municipalities can now add an unregulated charge to electricity tariffs by merely having their council approve it.
Now, is this charge, is this the surcharge we're speaking about?
That is the surcharge. The one charge is the basic charge. We also, to our horror, discovered on our bills it says home user charge, and the city actually calls it a network availability charge.
Yes.
Some other name, which already is. We question that, because why is the city internally calling it by one name and then put something else on our bills? But then what else transpired, because one of our major complaints were that we picked up a couple of months ago that there's a discrepancy between the tariffs that NERSA publish on their website and the tariffs that the city of Cape Town implements. And through every block, the city's implemented tariffs are higher than the approved NERSA tariffs. And that came up, and the city explained that to us as a surcharge. And the city says, according to the the way they read legislation, that only council need to approve that surcharge.
Now,
and that is the discrepancy. That surcharge actually, or the difference on the NERSA website versus what the city charges, turns out to be that surcharge.
Now, the city has, you know, is standing by its word when it says that it's not a surcharge. It's a fixed charge is what they call. It's for cost recovery. It's not used to fund other services.
Right. There's two charges. The fixed charge that the city is standing by is the home user charge, which is 163.50 rand. But Sopcio City uncovered an additional surcharge whom nobody knew about. We only was told about that yesterday, because that surcharge now transpired as the difference that the city adds on top of NERSA-approved tariffs.
Now, what did NERSA say with regards to that?
NERSA said it's outside their mandate.
Mm.
There's nothing they can do about it. So this, and they found that what the city does is in order. And I am absolutely alarmed by this because now municipalities throughout South Africa has got the right to add any type of a value to the NERSA charges, which in effect to me negates the issue of having a regulator for electricity tariffs in the country.
Yeah. Now, of course, you know, in this regard, if that falls under the unregulated portions, you know, what can be done?
What can be done is that we are going to approach Treasury and we're going to seek legal assistance to interpret the Municipal Fiscal Powers Act that actually deals with surcharges, to get advice on how we will proceed to stop municipalities from having a free hand of adding whatever they like to our tariffs.
Now, Sandra, over the past few weeks, we've been seeing a lot of messages coming through as well, linking the electricity tariff story to property values. And, you know, we've seen the comments that 10% of electricity revenue gets transferred to the rates.
Yeah, that 10%, and that is, which is also a grey area, because we then ask the city, what is the surcharge? Now, to give you an example, the city chose to use the home user charge. They, at yesterday's meeting, they were not prepared to discuss anything else. None of the other matters that we raised with NERSA on the previous day were we allowed to raise yesterday. So the example that the city used is that NERSA has got, for the home user category, they've got 1.52 rand, which NERSA approved. The city charges us 1.75 rand. Now, that difference is 23 cents.
Yes.
And it represents 13%. Now, and in the same breath, the city tells us that the portion that gets transferred to rates is 10%. And we look back, the city started doing this in 2016, and They call this 23 cents or this number over the NERSA approved values a surcharge, and they attribute it to the money that is sent to the rates account, but it's not 10% all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of, you know, this unregulated portion of tariffs that we have been speaking about, you mentioned approaching the Treasury, but also what I found was quite concerning is that some of the points that you wanted to raise yesterday could not be brought up at the meeting. How then do you, you know, get a sort of fair hearing, so to speak?
It's a very, very good question. I left the meeting disillusioned because on Monday, NERSA spent 3 hours with us. Mm. Their demeanor was friendly. They listened. They were open. They really looked like they would give us a fair representation. Sadly, yesterday when we walked in, their body language was completely different. They were openly hostile towards us. When they told us that only 4 people could be allowed, it was done. They were shaking their heads and looking at each other. So I was, at the start of the meeting, I was completely, completely taken aback because it was as if 4 different people walked into that meeting yesterday than the 4 people that we spoke to on Monday.
So just to clarify, Sandra, on Monday you had met with 4 individuals from NERSA. They were the exact same individuals that you had at the meeting yesterday.
The exact same individuals, but with 100% different attitude.
Mm-hmm. Now, also in terms of the indigent and lifeline tariffs, what exactly are those?
In what respect?
In relation to the
influence of the property, the property valuation on them?
Correct, yes.
Right. What has happened, if somebody was in a home that was below 400,000 and with a GV2018, their property valuation went over 400,000. So how the people experience that is, when they went on 1st of July to buy prepaid electricity, they all of a sudden did not get their 3 units anymore, and their tariff increased from 1 rand 10 to 1 rand 99, because they were automatically moved from lifeline to domestic. Now, that was nowhere in the budget, and the city never ever explained that to anybody. And if I may just add, NERSA repeatedly reprimanded the city about their communication with the public. The chairman did that at various stages and urged the city to improve their communication, because the chairman was of the opinion that a lot of what has happened and what caused the mediation was the total lack of transparency and involving the public and giving out information on how they do things. So that was one thing at least that was positive that came out of it, where NERSA repeatedly raised that point in various stages of yesterday's meeting.
Now, Sandra, we are running out of time, but just to understand, is this where it ends with NERSA? I mean, you know, NERSA has approved the tariff setting, saying it's okay. We're now looking at a grey area in terms of the issues, the unregulated portions, the home user charge, for instance. You know, you mentioned Treasury. So does NERSA's sort of role in this particular scenario now end, or what happens going forward?
Yes, this series of complaints are now deemed closed by NERSA as far as the mediation process. But they did say that if there are any other issues that crop up, obviously we can send them more complaints. But at this stage, I am disillusioned to the sense that it does not seem as if NERSA can really do much as a regulator.
All right. Well, Sandra Dixon, as always, it's interesting chatting to you. Thanks so much for highlighting these issues. I believe in a bit we will be speaking to Councillor Xanthia Lundberg as well. But Sandra, thanks for your time and go well.
Thank you very much.
Only a pleasure. Bye. And that was founder of Stop COCT, Sandra Dixon, there speaking to us in terms of the mediation meeting that had taken place yesterday between Stop COCT as well as the City of Cape Town with Nurse. 7:40 is where we're at this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. We were speaking about the mediation meeting between the City of Cape Town as well as Stop COCT with Nursa there in between. You know, the tariffs have been, or the tariffs that have been set have been approved by Nursa. It's just the unregulated portions that now seem to be causing the issue, which Nursa has no mandate over, so to speak. So we'll be speaking about the home user charge, we'll speak about the surcharge, and of course we'll find out from the city exactly what they are doing. Online we do have Councillor Phindile Masithi, who will be responding from the city's side. Good morning, Councillor, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
So firstly, you know, share with us some insight into the mediation meeting that took place yesterday between yourselves as well as Stop COCT, Nursa there in between. What were your views and your thoughts around that mediation meeting?
From our side, we did not take it as a mediation. We just took it as an engagement between us, the Stop COCT and the Nursa, because the Nursa invited us to that engagement. But we are pleased that we had that opportunity, because we were able to explain the fixed charge, because what we pick up is that people were thinking that this is a surcharge, which is aimed at making more income. But we believe that now, after the engagement yesterday, people will now understand. And we believe that going forward, we have constructive engagement with everybody that is affected. Because what we are also doing now as the city, we are trying now to craft a communication strategy that will actually make it a point that our people, our customers, do understand the tariff. They understand what is it meant for. So we believe that going forward, we will have healthy engagements.
Now, speak to us about the home user charge. How is that different from what one would call a surcharge?
This fixed charge, we are using it as a cost recovery, because we are not making more money out of it. But we are using it to make sure that we maintain the infrastructure so that we can continue to provide services at the best level. So a surcharge is when you want to make more money. But for this one, we don't make more money, because even the amount of money that we are charging is not even half of what we are spending when we are trying to maintain this infrastructure. Because each connection, a month, we're spending over 400 rand in each connection. But a person now is only expected to pay 163 rand, so which is not even half of what we are actually spending. Because it was never meant to make profit out of it. It's meant to make sure that we maintain the good quality standard of services.
Okay, but now in terms of the surcharge, home charge, whatever you want to call it, Stop COC calls it one thing, the city calls it another thing. The public, I think, is the concern at this point in time, because they are having an issue with it. So, you know, will the city review this charge?
Because now the decision was taken by council at the end of the financial year, before we started with the new financial year. So these things are being discussed when we are dealing with the budget process. So next year, when again we will be going out for the public participation, because remember, in April of this year, we went out for the full month consulting and speaking to our budget, because this is part of the budget process. So next year, when we do our budget, we will again engage with everybody. That is why I'm saying now we are already preparing a good strategy that will actually make our people understand how are we coming, or how are we deriving these charges and these tariffs. So as I've said, hopefully going forward, now that we had this engagement, we will be able to have healthy engagement, and we will talk to everybody that is affected.
Okay.
But we are not going to change it now.
Is the city...
Because it, okay.
Is the city willing to accommodate, you know, the public when you do have your public participation process in terms of these, whether it's the tariffs, whether it's the surcharge, whether it's the home user charge, will the city be accommodating to the public? Because at this point in time, it is more than the public can afford.
Yes, we will, because this is what we've been doing all these years. Remember, the amount or the increase by Eskom is 15.6, and the municipalities by NERSA were allowed up to 13%. But because of what the city had when we went through our public participation, we opted for 8.88%. We did not take the full 15.6 or the 13% that was allowed by NERSA. We opted because we listened to people complaining. So we said, let us then meet them halfway by increasing by only 8.88%. So I believe that we are always accommodating the public. But as I've said, we will do extraordinary measures now to make sure that people do understand. Because I think what people wanted to understand is, what is this charge for? What are we using it for? Are we making more money, or what is it that we are doing with this money? So that is what we explained yesterday, and we will explain it going further, going forward with the new budget process that is coming up next year.
All right, let's leave it at that. Councillor Masiti, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, so that was Councillor Masiti there on behalf of the city giving us some response.